This is episode 3 of 4 on how to do a Salesforce technical assessment. This part 3 episode is on user experience. So what are we talking about with user experience? What we are trying to do? We're trying to provide actionable steps to improve the user experience, reduce cost, and increase overall agility with the use of common capabilities, applications, and processes. So things like migrating to Lightning Experience, leveraging apps in the App Exchange, other industry tools, processes, and best practices. And all of these things are related to providing the best experience from a user perspective to increase user adoption and to get the ROI and bang for your buck out of the Salesforce system. So an easy place to start, for an example, is Lightning migration. I think it's 2021, almost 2022. If a company hasn't migrated to Lightning Experience yet, they need to, and the longer they wait, it's like a cavity. It's just going to turn into a root canal, a pulled tooth, whatever analogy you want to do. And while we're on the topic of Lightning, Salesforce stopped implementing enhancements to the classic version of Salesforce already a year and a half ago. So all new features, functionality are all based on the Lightning platform. And there's a quick couple things you could do. Run the Lightning readiness report. It'll give you a report on things that aren't going to convert over easily or automatically. There's some features that just aren't a one-for-one match on what was in Classic and what's in Lightning. It'll give input insights on how to refactor VisualForce pages, migration readiness, App Exchange apps that might not be Lightning compliant, and custom buttons, and links to JavaScript, things like that. But a lot of people also roll in processes and take the time when migrating to Lightning or looking at Lightning to revisit processes and see what can be improved with the new features of Salesforce Lightning. So essentially the question is, can we change the way we do it? So it's just a good opportunity while you're doing the Lightning migration, evaluate the workflows, evaluate the Salesforce integrations, perform modifications, obviously, in the sandbox environment, and develop some test scripts. But the idea is get some test and pilot users and really take the time, since you have an investment anyway, people are allocated to the project anyway, see what can be improved, what can be converted, what can be cleaned up along with the migration. And back on just overall user experience, what we're trying to do is make Salesforce as efficient and clean as possible so it increases user adoption, especially, for instance, for sales teams. You want them using the system. You want it to be easy, and you want them to like using the tool. We don't want it to be complicated. We want them to use it. We don't want them to feel that they need to be technical to use Salesforce. That's actually really, really common out there, is that a lot of sales teams and other groups that use Salesforce sometimes are overwhelmed with how complicated it is. But to be honest, the reason it's complicated is because it was implemented poorly. So whoever was the analyst, the admin, whoever developed it from scratch and kept enhancing it, they just flat out did a bad job. There's really no reason to overcomplicate or not have a good user experience for Salesforce. Another example is mobile. So taking the opportunity to look at mobile, is it clean? Is it succinct? Does it have a quick action? So if you envision a sales rep who goes out on site, does sales, let's say in an oil rig or whatever scenario, outbound sales, they're visiting clients. They want something as simple as possible. One click action, add a log, add a note, visited this customer. Here's the follow-up. Description, text, and dates. Here's a task. Whatever it is, make it as simple and as clean as possible for only what they use Salesforce for. Maybe have a couple features on there, a couple extra ones, but for the most part, it should be driven based on roles, profiles, who the persona is, to make it as simple and repeatable and clean as possible. So when we're thinking user experience, obviously there's some best practices on how to do it. There's personas, which is a great place to start, breaking down who are the different personas, who are the different users, and that can really translate from profiles to personas. It's not a one-for-one match, because even with profiles, let's say 30, 40, 50% of those profiles don't even use Salesforce, theoretically. So looking at your heavy users, heavy hitters, defining their personas, carving out what do they use the system for, how do we make the UI and the screens and the interface as simple and clean as possible for them to get their job done, make them adopt it, make them like using it, and work with those users and those power users from those groups to just have a session, right? What do you want to get out of the system? What do you want to see? If you could start with a clean slate, what kind of capabilities do you want? And one way to do that is with surveys. So send out surveys up front to the different groups, and say, especially if they're already using Salesforce, you just flat out be direct, be honest, get the candid, honest feedback. What do you like about the system? What do you not like about the system? What are some recommendations you have to improve the system for your day-to-day job? And take that as a starting point to see, you know, is adoption low? Do they like it? Thumbs up, thumbs down? And look at those recommendations and really truly look at them and understand what they're truly asking for and what they are trying to get out of the system. The next area to look at, that you can look at, is promoting the use of common capabilities and or apps in the App Exchange. So the whole reason the App Exchange is there is to be able to leverage the work that someone else already developed and invested time in, and work through all the defects, the bugs, and releasing it and publishing it and going through all the screens and the UI, and they also provide all the updates ongoing. So if it's not in your wheelhouse, if you don't have the skills, if it's not in your area of expertise, for sure, especially, use and look on the App Exchange for common capabilities, apps that already provide that functionality, whatever it might be. LinkedIn integration, for example. Don't pull your hair out and invest a lot of time and energy doing a LinkedIn integration for a hypothetical example when there's already a couple out there that are really good, actually, that already have been developed. There's ongoing enhancements. They handle the simplified UI. The APIs are already there. It's common capabilities that are best practices across pretty much almost every company as it relates to LinkedIn. So if you're interested in an account for a prospect or a current customer, you have a contact who's a manager of sales. For instance, it already has capability to be able to search up the organizational hierarchy, the chain, look at your current connections in LinkedIn to see who you might already have a first degree connection with and already know that might help you get a little more deeper into, or the sales team get a little more deeper into that customer or the opportunity or the prospect. So just another example is of something that you can use that's already built quickly and easily able to be installed, that it can be up and running in a matter of a day or, you know, a week, depending on the controls at the company and how big the Salesforce system is. But leverage common capabilities and apps on the App Exchange, and the idea is that's what Salesforce is for. We don't want to be developing things that we have to constantly work through requirements and epics and testing and then releasing and deploying and then fixing defects. And then as Salesforce changes, maybe something isn't supported anymore, a certain API function or some API version or something else that's unexpected, and you're constantly have to revisit that custom functionality that you built when there's a common platform application out there that already did it. So that's where we leverage it, and why that ties into user experience is it makes it easy and quick and seamless for the users. So those common capabilities are just highly beneficial for the users of the system. Sometimes they even, going from company to company, already know about, you know, Tableau or this tool or the LinkedIn integration, the LinkedIn Navigator integration. And so it just even makes ramping up for new employees and users that much easier as well. And then another good example is implementing and looking for opportunities that can provide a 360-degree view of something. So it could be the customer, it could be something specific to a support desk or to a marketing team, but there are ways to provide tailored 360-degree views. Usually a simplified landing page, home page for each user that breaks down the key aspects of each of their days. So for a sales manager, it could be current team opportunities, closed sales, tasks that are due, site visits, whatever it is, revenue goals, and having that front and center every day. And typically those tie back to corporate and individual and team goals. So if you understand for the next year or the fall, next quarter, the year's coming up, what the goals are for the company, all the way down to a group, team, and individual, replicate or translate those goals into UIs and 360-degree views that will help them and help drive the activity and the visibility to help them deliver on those goals and achieve those goals and targets and metrics. So that's one thing that has worked very well for many companies. It's not easy to do every year. Sometimes it might be one or two versions of that, and then it kind of stays. But definitely look for those opportunities to translate goals and day-to-day work into 360-degree views, which has a very high return on user adoption and experience for the users. And then the final area to look at, again, these are just kind of give you ideas and areas to look at, not a final list, but another just place to look is customer and partner facing. So for B2C especially, business to consumer, selling products, clothing, shoes, what have you, those experiences from that Commerce Cloud or Marketing Cloud, those journeys, that whole side of things, look at industry best practices and make those as clean as possible, as usable and convertible for the user as possible, or for the partner. One of the biggest frustrations a lot of partners have is every portal, every partner they have is a different experience. It's a different thing to learn. And it gets difficult for those partners to work with your company or the organization to input leads and track progress and all that good stuff. So really the last area that I'll mention in this specific episode is looking at everything partner and customer related, especially B2C. Looking at those experiences, looking at industry best practices, what's out there, what are some other competitors doing, and leveraging those best practices and designs for improved and a great user experience for the customers and partners. So that's the last on episode 3 of the 4-part series. The next one and final one, the fourth one, will be governance and maintainability. And that'll be the final episode on the 4-part series. Again, if you like it, I really appreciate following the podcast and check you later.